You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fannie Reed and Lily B. of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. I'm Minister Lily B. and Minister Fannie Reed, and we are One Verse Prayer Ministry. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. Praise the Lord. We are glad to be here today. Amen. Today we are going to be talking about ask, knock, and seek. Anybody know what I'm talking about? This is instructions for God and how he answers our prayer. I will be reading Matthew 7th chapter and the seventh verse. And this is what it said. Ask and you will receive. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. Everyone who asks will receive. The one who searches will find. And for the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Amen. God is so good to us, people. Do you realize God gives us instructions for everything in our lives? If we read and study the word and be consistent and seek God's purpose and faith, you will know what you need to do for whatever you're asking. And the thing we have to realize is here, there are instructions for everything in your life. If you want to be successful, you got to follow instructions. Amen. So it's the same way with God's word. Amen. We're asking, seeking, and knocking. Jesus taught us to be answers to our own prayers. When in the Sermon on the Mount, he told his disciples, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. I read that again to let you know that God is speaking with assurance and letting us know whatever we're asking for in faith, God will answer. Amen. He might not show up when you want. Most time he does not. And while you are waiting for God to answer your prayer, there are things for you to be doing. Amen? Not just sitting around holding your hands. Most people, us, think that Jesus was saying the same thing three different times. Pray and your prayers will get an answer. In other words, they read, ask, seek, knock, and pray, pray, and pray again. Of course, we're going to continually praying, but we are not just asking one time. We have to be consistent, and we are so lazy by nature. We feel like once we ask God and we do that part, that's all there is. Let me tell you, there is more to that than just that. But there may be a better way of understanding the words of Jesus. Jesus is not simply telling his disciples to pray, but is giving them and us instructions on how to see answers to their own prayers. Amen? Amen. Notice the three different senses being considered here. Accent is verbal. Christians are to use their mouth and petition God for their needs and desires. And Christians are to seek with their minds. This is more than asking. It is setting of priorities and focusing on the heart to knock involves physical movement. One is which the Christian takes action. Although action and seeking are of great importance, they would be incomplete without knocking. Amen? And when I say knocking, I mean knocking in the spirit world. You have to come to those things. You ask God. Then you seek what needs to be done through reading God's word, and it'll let you know. Amen? In other words, people, this is not without our responsibility. The Apostle John said, Christians ought not to love in words alone, but with actions. You can tell somebody you love them all day long, and you never do anything to express that love. And I mean, show them. So it's the same thing with God. Asking God for something, and then you have to start seeking. And seeking to me means reading his word and see what the will of God is for that thing you asking for. Because trust me, there is something you have to do. You can't just ask and stop. You know, you got to get up. You got to do something. Christians need to understand Christianity comes with responsibility. It's not just asking and doing nothing else. And Jesus is a perfect example of what you need to do. Jesus had a job on earth to do. Jesus fulfilled that promise by moving and doing what God had told him to do. He had to get up and verbally go to the people and find out what their needs was, and he answered those needs. It's the same way with us. We need to get up and find out verbally, see what we really need and what we are really asking God, and don't ask him in a mist. Know what you are asking for. Be specific, people. Don't ask in a mist, because God don't know what you're talking about, and half the time we don't know what we're talking about. You got to ask and be persistent in what you ask and do what you need to do for it to make it happen. Amen? In the same way, it's good to pray and seek God, but if one does not also act in ways that are pleasing to God, all is for nothing. If you're seeking God for an answer to your prayer, you can't live willy-nilly any kind of way. You got to please God. It says it. What if you're asking and you're not pleasing to God, then you're probably not going to get an answer. I might get a rebuttal on that, but you got to do things decently and in order. That's what God said in his word. You have to do it decently and order, and you can expect a good result. But if you just half do it, well, God is not obligated to answer you. Amen. He loves us, but you got to do it God's way. It's no accident that Jesus said believers should love God with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind. So what you're asking has got to be in line with God's will for your life. Amen. The commands are followed by promises. In every command that God gives you, there's a promise behind it. So we have to understand, in order to get the promise, we got to do it God's way. Everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be open. That's the guarantee. That's why God said, you're not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. Whatever God told you he's going to do, he is going to do. But we also have a part to do. Amen. God delights in the prayer of faith. Key number one, prayer of faith. You got to ask God in faith. You got to come to him and believe that what you ask for, God is going to do if you are doing what he asks you to do in Jesus' name. And he promised to give us what we need in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Thank God for his direction. Thank God for how he does things. Amen. He's not like us. First, ask. That's the first thing you have to ask. God is not a mind reader. He know what you need, but he want you to ask. Amen? Ask. First, Jesus tells them, this is the disciples he's talking to. He's telling them how to pray. It's also for us. First, Jesus tells them to ask. This is the prayer part. It is taking our requests and needs to God and presenting them before him. It is not that he is unaware of our needs, for he knows what we need before we ask him. That's in Matthew 6 and 8. Just as we talk over the issues of our day with our spouse or friends, so also God wants us to communicate with him about the issues and needs which are heavy on our heart and mind. So we ask him about these things. This is the first step to prayer. That's when I said be specific. You know, you talk over your day when you get up in the morning with your children or your spouse. This is what we're going to do today. How do we need to do that? Same thing applies to the word of God when we are asking him for something. We take our time. We go to him. And did you hear the word? We present our requests to God. And we are asking in faith, and we believe he will work on our behalf. But we have to present it. So it's just like if you are in a job and you want a raise, you go to your boss and you present your credentials and let them know why you need the raise. You just don't go say, I need a raise. You make out a presentation to them and say, this is why I need a raise. Same thing, people. You know, the more I read the word of God, the more simple I understand things about God. He said his word is so simple, even a fool can't error. If that wasn't true, he wouldn't have put it in the word of God. So that means you got to present your request to God. You can't just think, oh, God automatically knows what I need. Yes, he does. But he wants you to communicate with him. He wants you to come before him. He wants you to ask him. In other words, God wants a back and forth communication with us. Amen. Not a one-way street, people. We need to take out the time and let God know what we need. And we go to him and ask him, you know, present it to him. Seek. Seek means find out what it is that we really want. Find out what God is saying about what we want. Is it lining up with his will? God is not going to go against his will. So you have to be in line with what the will of God is and while you are seeking him. Amen? Seek. But after we ask, we don't simply keep asking over and over and over again, even though he say be persistent, but you don't keep going on. God, I need a house. God, I need a house. What are you doing toward that? Are you doing anything? Are you trying to get the realtor? Are you trying to get your credit set? All these things have to be in line before you go and just get a house. There's a process, people. But after we ask, we don't simply keep asking. We must begin to seek. This is the second step. Seeking is when we look around for how God might answer our prayer. After we ask God for something, the next thing we must do is start looking around with eyes of faith for how God might be providing answers to the issues we discuss with him. Amen? That's the seeking part. God is always going to answer our prayer, but God is setting up things that you might need to possibly do for the answers to come forward. This is not instant, Lord. This is not instant. We have to do something. Amen? We always have to do something. Knock. Seeking answers to our prayer leads to the third step in getting our prayers answered. Knocking after we ask God to help us with our needs and we seek for possible ways that God might answer our requests, we must then step out in faith and knock on the doors that present themselves